Here's some of Kennedy Malloy that you may not have heard before.
Want some performance never seen before on the job site?
Check out the latest from Milwaukee at your nearest authorised Milwaukee retailer.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It sure damn is, and this could be one of our best Friday shows ever.
I don't disagree, Mick Malloy.
We have a lazy Susan of some of the best guests coming in that this show has seen so far. Can I run a couple by you?
Please do.
Russell Coit.
Wow. Yes.
Russell Coit, well, he might be here in person.
I think he's travelling around this big brown
outback. Either way, he's threatening to make contact, so that'll be it. Hopefully, his good friend Glenn Robbins will not be far away either.
Well, you know how much I love Glennie and love seeing him in here.
Well, it's Friday. He could have a knockoff, glug, glug.
I told now, I you think he might day, have to
two,
take that up with you.
He's a two-pot screamer.
I don't think he's happy about that. Yeah, right. The man of the moment, Jimmy Barnes, was the premiere of his film last night.
Barnes.
Sorry, Jim to me.
Wow. Right. You've changed.
We go
Jim's
back.
Named Jim to no one. Didn't bring Jim. Wasn't even Jim to his mum.
Jimmy.
It's Barnsley. His mum used to call him
Barnsley. All right. And I know the story of how he got his name too, Barnsley.
All right. Now, you've been to see his...
I've seen this movie. It's documentary and it's extraordinary.
All right. Extraordinary. We're going to introduce you to it. Yep. And
another friend of ours is coming in, Will Anderson. We haven't seen Will for a long time. He's been highfalutin in LA. No, he's Will.
Wilbo.
I'm allowed to call him Will Ando. He's been on the stage
Will
in LA
Ando.
And
he's about to do the
America.
Opera House. Hey, who gets to do the Opera House? I must take up stand-up
Hannah
again.
Gadsby.
Hey.
We've also got Week in Review coming up.
Wow, the Week in Review. Wow.
Huge. I don't even know what we did this week.
It'll be you having a crack
I'll be
at
good.
Me. I'll be
no, I know. It'll be, we're just reflecting on how good I've been.
Oh, you did lose your mind earlier in the week with the phone, but we won't mention that again.
No, well, that'll be coming up in Clown of the Week.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, we've got that too.
We've got Clown of the Week.
Forgot to say that.
We're going to take your calls, take your tweets. Right. So much going on. Welcome to you, Dave.
Hey, guys.
Welcome to you, Jane Kennedy.
Thank you. How are you, Mickey?
I'm okay.
That's good.
Why? What do you ask?
I don't know.
Do I look a bit wobbly?
No, you look good. You look like you're antsy because it's Friday.
I'm Friday. I'm ready to go.
Me too.
I've got the engine running.
Excellent.
I'm going to go. My team's playing tonight.
Oh, really?
There's so much to do, so much to organise and get through this. You wanted to open up and talk about someone special?
Grease, the movie.
Oh, I thought we were going to talk about Aretha Franklin.
Well, after that, because I'm going to lead into something. See? Stick with me on this. At least I'm a professional. Mm-hmm. I know what I'm doing. You don't have to tell
me. I'd start with Aretha Franklin.
No, I'm starting with Grease.
Do you know the thing about Aretha Franklin?
No, stop.
Okay. We're on air, by the way.
I'm talking about Grease first because, can you believe it's 40?
She had her first child when she was 12. Did you know that?
Olivia.
Oh, my God.
Did you know that?
Aretha. That's what you're talking
Aretha,
about.
Aretha? No.
It's 40 years since Grease was released. There's a link, trust me.
Yep.
And that was huge in my life at
that's
the time.
40 years.
Can you believe that? Years. Since Olivia and John and John Travolta were.
And then you go and you see it at the cinemas at about 12 years of age.
Yeah, I was in grade 6. And do you know what happened?
What?
I rang up a radio station and I won tickets.
No kidding.
To the premiere of Grease.
Wow.
And my girlfriend Pia and I went and we
did
had
you
to
dress
up? Yes, in 50s gear.
Were you skanky Olivia? Or,
no.
Or look at me, I'm Sandra D. Olivia.
No, I was Sandra D. Olivia.
Right.
Mm. Angel above, devil below.
That period was short. So what did you say?
I said, angel above, devil below.
Crikey. That'll be the name of your autobiography.
Anyway, so I went to see Grease. Anyway, my grandfather came over and I said, Pappy, you won't believe it. I've won tickets to Grease. He goes, well, you're not bloody going to Grease on your own.
Oh,
he thought
no.
I meant the country. You're not bloody going to Grease on your own. Anyway, so about the same time as Grease.
About the same time. You know what else came out around the same time?
The Blues Brothers movie.
I was going to say Porky's.
No, the Blues Brothers movie, hence my link to Aretha Franklin.
Oh, right.
Because Aretha Franklin's song she was in it, and she also had a fabulous song in it.
Yeah, she did. She's gone. She's passed.
She has passed, and it's affected a lot of people around the world. Obama put out a really sensitive, well-written, of course,
heartfelt
tweet.
Oh, please tell me there was nothing from Trump.
Yeah, there was.
Oh, of course. Oh,
no. It sounds like a 12-year-old, not even, I don't want to disrespect 12-year-olds, but it's something like, "We're very sorry for your loss."
Yeah.
Like, it was really blunt and...
And she worked for me once.
That's probably
as she worked for me. That's what he said.
She worked for me once. She's a nice lady. I made her everything.
And
I
then it all gets back to him.
I encouraged her to go into...
Basically.
Anyway, so I thought I've heard a lot of Aretha today. I've seen a lot on the telly. And I thought we would pay tribute to her. But by playing the song from the Blues Brothers, which I think a lot of our audience was introduced to her first by. And so, why are you looking at me like that?
I thought we were going to do Greece.
No.
I celebrate. I've spent...
Oh, that's right.
Every time you want to go one... I want to go... Is it 40 years?
It is, but I'm worried about you talking about Greece and Olivia Newton-John. You know what happened last time you talked to Olivia.
Well, I'm invested in the film. I've spoken to Olivia Newton-John directly about Greece.
Oh, no, I've got...
This is terrible.
I've got the audio.
Oh, no.
We were talking about this.
You lost a cast member this week, did you, from Greece?
Jeff,
yeah.
I don't know that he has passed away.
Oh, pardon me. I may have gone.
He was married to my sister, and she's been in there, and he's not doing very well.
Okay, sorry to hear that.
Really awkward.
In my defence,
don't.
I was ultimately proved right. Now, do you just want to check Aretha Franklin's dead?
I'm glad you didn't interview anyone to do with her. Yeah.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
There are many contenders.
Hey, I'm the leader, bro.
Please explain.
I'll let you finish.
Oh, good for you.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be...
He was a famous clown.
Clown of the week.
He's caused trouble, Trump, over there. I think they had a record number of papers come out with editorials.
Oh, really?
Telling him to back off. Oh. So it's coming to a head.
He's clowned himself. He does it in his own country, so we don't need to do him again.
Exactly
today.
Right, but it's still in his honour.
It is.
Who would you like to clown?
I would like to clown Romy from The Bachelor.
Back off, Mole. She's my girl.
What did you say?
She is my girl.
Yeah, well, you don't know.
I've got her in the sweep.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, she suits you. You don't know what she did last night.
What does that mean?
Dave, did you see
it? I did see it.
Here it comes.
Ooh. She's like a...
Pretty?
Yeah. She's quiet. She's badass.
She's badass.
Badass?
No, yes. Bat-ass.
Bat-ass.
Oh, crazy. Yeah.
She also dresses like a 50-year-old woman, just saying.
What does that mean? Not pearls?
A little mini-max. A bit linen-y.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Okay.
Stick the boots in.
Also, she's lecherous.
You let her go. She's fantastic.
Okay, listen to what she did to our lovely honey badger last night.
HB.
Have a listen.
Jeez. Romy came in for a kiss with pace. She came in hot. Real hot. Only thing is, for me, I like to hold back a bit and establish a real connection and try and make it a bit more meaningful if possible.
Yeah, it's getting a bit steamy in here.
It is, isn't it?
Better take this down a notch.
I don't feel bad at all trying to kiss Nick. In fact, it makes me feel much better about things because I got in there first and they're going to be sloppy seconds.
Sloppy seconds. Yes, that's what she said. You heard it.
First cab off the rank, eh?
But she was molesting him, and she was ended up, he did the switcheroo with his face, you know, so you don't end up pashing, and she's had to nibble on his ear twice.
Yeah.
And it was quite embarrassing.
Jeez.
And that's your girl. Yeah. So look out if she ever meets you.
Nibble away.
Am I allowed to quickly do another?
Yes, please.
Vanessa Sunshine for saying her name repeatedly. Have a listen. Have a listen to how she introduced
I don't think I'm the life of the party. I know that I am.
Vanessa Sunshine.
Vanessa Sunshine certainly knows how to make an entrance.
What was your name?
Vanessa
Sunshine.
Oh, hello.
I'm Shannon.
Hello.
What's your name?
Vanessa.
Vanessa Sunshine.
Vanessa Sunshine has walked into this cocktail party.
Hi. How are you, girls? And we know she's Vanessa Sunshine because she's told us about 15 times.
Vanessa Sunshine.
I'm
waiting.
Sorry. What was your name?
My name's Vanessa Sunshine.
Vanessa Sunshine. Right. But I do not feel the need to be friends with everybody. This is The Bachelor, not making new girlfriends.
Wow.
She's
Vanessa Sunshine.
Vanessa Sunshine. Right. And she's not going to make friends with any of the other girls.
You don't see the honey badger running around going, I'm the honey badger.
Doesn't need to.
I'm the honey badger.
She feels needs to say that she's Vanessa Sunshine.
Well,
we'll leave the bachelorettes there.
Why don't you do it? I'm Jane Kennedy.
What?
I'm Jane Kennedy.
How can I go on that show?
I'm like a little rainbow.
Listen, I'm old enough to be their mother. All of those girls.
Well, and then some. Hey, listen to this.
I was waiting
for
that.
About the animal shelter in Illinois that accidentally euthanized a family dog that was in there for get its nails clipped?
Oh. No.
Well, it happened. I'm not making much
sense.
It's nails clipped.
That's terrible.
It is funny, isn't it?
No, it's not.
It's a terrible thing that's happened. Let's all be agreed.
Weren't they supposed to?
But you have to see.
I would not see the funny side of that.
Subtext to presenting that dog back to the family. Hey guys, there's been a problem with Rusty.
Just want to let you know the nails worked out really well. Yeah, they're really good. Short.
He's no longer bothered by.
It's just the
nails. The rigor mortis is a bit bit weird.
Oh, Lord, hey, look, that's terrible.
It's a terrible story, but it's funny.
Yeah.
In some ways. Okay, I've got one. What? Let's clown Vienna.
What?
Well said, Jane Kennedy. I am right on you, Vienna.
That lousy city.
This country's own Melbourne has the world's most livable city in very dubious circumstances.
So dubious. What have they got that we haven't?
A stupid
in slice.
Australia.
A slice.
They've got... A schnitzel, okay, the schnitzel, I'll right. Pay the schnitzel.
Well, that's a line ball.
Andre Rieu, you know him.
Enough said.
They got one good song.
Ultravox.
Which are a British band anyway, yeah. So.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but, you know, put it in perspective, Melbourne's got this. Which stands the test of time.
Andre Rieu would not be playing this with his fiddle, would he?
Why don't you... Why don't you, Vienna, go back with your little bum chums, Brussels, and Luxembourg,
and your stodgy food,
and your
potatoes,
and just
and
get
your
out
Danishes.
Of it. Go away.
And your pastry.
Not happy about that. What about this? Paris, city of Paris,
ooh,
who have been installing open air urinals.
Oh no, I hate these.
No, can I say I actually brought it up because I like them.
Oh,
it's
you
like,
would.
It's like a public chamber pot.
No, I don't like it.
It is.
What are women supposed to do?
Well, do whatever you have to do. Get a sheepie. I don't care. Do I really go?
You should care.
Do
be
what you
caring.
Do after race six at the races, Jane. You go find a little tree. Mm.
I do not do that.
Handbag in one hand, holding your hat in the other.
I don't. I hold on till I get home.
I know you do. You've
same on a plane.
You're particular about public toilets.
No. I am. Oh, no, I hold on. Don't like it.
Oh, Jane.
Really? Even on a long-haul flight?
Yep.
No kidding.
Had a very bad experience.
That's not good for you.
All right. That's ridiculous, those funerals.
No, but why are they ridiculous? Tell me plainly.
Well, why don't they just put a roof on it and call it a toilet?
But what
does why
it
does it have to be open air?
You're outdoors.
I don't want to see someone pulling out their whizzer and having a...
Yeah, just,
thank you.
It's all part of it.
Well done, Dave. Good timing.
Who did you clown? Did you clown me?
No, just general conversation.
I want to clown Scott Pape. The great Scott Pape.
You've been on one this week about this.
Well, I want to because he's seriously suggested that a reject ring is a viable option for an engagement ring. He's encouraging people to go
on
to Gumtree to get a flipping engagement ring.
To get
ring.
An engagement ring because the engagement got called off and some guy needs to sell.
And he's calling it sound advice, sound financial advice.
It is.
Because he's a man and written it. Yeah. If Mrs. Barefoot Investor wrote that, she wouldn't be saying
that's
that.
That's what it is to a man. It is a financial transaction. You're trying to get away with it. And up the other
happy
end.
Wife, happy life.
Well,
I'm outnumbered in here. That's not fair. Should we move on?
No.
Should we go to a break?
No, I've got more. Really? Oh, yes.
I think we might have to.
Yes. Yeah, let's go to a break. Okay.
We will.
Get involved.
Yeah, 133353. We'll take your calls. Got some prizes, too. It's Clown of the Week.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We're in the middle of Clown of the Week. Can I clown you, Jane Kennedy?
I beg your pardon,
yes,
Mick Malloy.
During the show, you know you had a meltdown about your phone during the week.
My phone was stolen.
Stolen. You'd be the...
I saw it walk away on Find My Phone. Someone found it on a table and wasn't an upstanding citizen and handed it in to the cops.
Find Your Phone, by the way, proved it totally fruitless. That did. Oh, yeah.
No, it didn't. Anyway.
Yeah, all right.
It's gone, and I was really, was really
that Monday,
angry.
Or was it Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Tuesday, and this is how Tuesday's show ended. With there, you checked out. I don't know what you were doing. You should probably
I was trying to block all my credit cards, and I was distressed, and you were no help.
And this is how Jane decided to finish the program.
Give me back my phone, asshole!
And we thought that sounded a little like Rosalie Rose.
Give me back my phone, asshole!
Where's my camera? Where's my camera, Maya? I need it!
Give me back my phone, asshole!
If you don't give me my camera, I'm going to make sure the Sadies divorces you!
Well, I take that as a compliment. Well, I've always held that Rosalie in high esteem.
Well, you could be part of the brood.
I could well be.
You could. Get yourself a boogie board and off you go. See you in Dempster.
All right. All right. Going to take some calls
now. Yes, let's do that.
Let's hear from Cameron.
Oh, Jane, you're such a lady.
I know. I just sometimes, you know.
She's been to finishing school, hasn't she, Cameron? She's really knows her stuff. All
just
right.
Like to keep people on their toes, Cam.
What do you got for us, Cameron?
I would like to claim the clan of the weeking for Commonwealth Bank of Australia.
Okay.
Give it to them.
What
why?
For?
Charging more dead clients for financial advice.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
They're good at this, at the banks, aren't they?
These are the sneaky things that get under the radar that people don't think's going on.
Well, you remember, Jane, there was no need for a Royal Commission into the banks. Yeah. In fact, that's Malcolm right. Turnbull stood there while he was chasing the unions for about $80,000, I think he got, after trying to get two ex-prime ministers to the dock. Got nothing.
But the banks have been straight and narrow all along.
He goes, no, there's no need for a bank. No. Oh, this is just a witch hunt. Yep. Come on, everyone, settle down. Well, to put it bluntly, it has been horrific watching the events unfold.
And still ongoing.
Watching him getting dragged out on gurney tables, some of them collapsing in the dock.
Bad financial advice, sending people broke.
Insurance company that won't pay out.
Thanks, Cameron. That's a really good one. We got a prize for Cameron.
Troy, $100 fuel voucher coming your way there. Cameron, thanks for calling.
Marvellous. You made my Friday. Go Tigers, Mick.
And a dollar might account for... Oh, no, that's right. They don't work
Cameron.
Either. Yes, good on you, Cameron. Well done,
hey,
mate.
Hey, Robert. How you going?
Yes, good. Well, terrible, actually.
What's happened?
Make up your mind, Robert.
I'm fantastic to speak to you guys. You're amazing, but what's happened is terrible, and I need to clown myself.
You're clowning yourself. This should get interesting. Okay, fire away.
Not for the first time in my life, I have found myself today elbow deep in dirty toilet water.
Oh, well,
you're a plumber, are you?
No, I'm a nurse.
Bit of spare time on your hands.
A little old lady today, and I had to use her toilet, and I blocked it big time.
Right.
To fix it with.
You've snapped one off in an old lady's toilet, it was a Mayday situation.
I found the courage to say, listen, I'm sorry, I've done this. You're not going to leave it like that, are you?
What is wrong with men? What is wrong?
Just pop up some police tape.
You know
away.
You're supposed to drive to the closest Macca's and do it there.
Is that right?
Yes.
You're starting to worry me. Let's just get to the bottom of this. Not only do you not use a public toilet or a toilet on a long-haul plane, but you honestly expect if people come round to your house that they don't use your toilet.
Not to do number two. Don't do it in my house.
Well, what if you have to?
What's wrong with you? Do it at home.
Well, I've done it at open
control
for inspection.
Yourself.
I mean, what? Control yourself. But I mean, say for instance, you come around to your place and cop some of your cooking, and we all know that can get a bit fiery. And then you go, "Oh, excuse I." And if you see me wander off and grab the Sunday Age and disappear for 20 minutes, are you telling me that is not
acceptable?
It's not a display item. It's not. It's a functional piece of the house.
We all do it.
It's attached to plumbing, Jane.
You just don't do it when you go to someone's house.
We all do it.
Can't you?
All right.
What about chamber pots?
That's all right. Thanks, Robert.
All right, Robert. Jeez, you've come to the
wrong
place.
You're an idiot, Robert. Alisa.
Hello.
Alicia. Is that how you say your name?
Alicia.
Alicia.
There you go. Got it right the first time. Who would you like to clown?
That Muppet in Parliament, Fraser Anning.
Fraser Anning, well said, Alicia. I'm right on board with this. The guy has behaved like a total dick.
He's done it on purpose. That's what I can't say.
He's let himself down. He's let Parliament down. And what was really galling was the bunch of people, because it was his maiden speech in Parliament. So there was a whole bunch of backslapping going on.
Oh, they all congratulated him, didn't
after
they?
His...
No, that was Pukesville.
Unfortunately,
can we hear a bit?
Used the phrase final solution. Hey.
We got a bit of him.
Yeah. This is just... I thought we'd pass this.
Ending all further Muslim immigration are both compelling and self-evident. While all Muslims are not terrorists, certainly all terrorists these days are Muslims. So why would anyone want to bring more of them here? The final solution to the immigration problem, of course, is a popular vote.
He's got such a lilting voice, hasn't he?
Yeah, that's what you get. That's what you get when you go down the wrong track, people. There's no need for that.
We've got one time for one more, I think. Right. Let's hear from Aaron, because this is very interesting news. How are you, Aaron?
Yeah, good. Yourself, guys?
Really good. You've got some news about one of the bachelorettes.
Hello.
Yes, Vanessa Sunshine. I'd like to clown her.
Oh. Why?
At least you used it.
We've
full
already
name.
Clowned well, her.
Yeah, no, I went to school with her.
Okay.
All right. Now, can we confirm that her name is, in fact, Vanessa Sunshine?
The one she uses, yes.
Yes. And can we confirm that, by the looks of things, she probably didn't finish year 8?
Oh. Okay.
She actually went through to year 12. Yeah. But I'm clowning her because that is not the way she would act around normal people.
I see because she's banging it on for the Bachelor.
I don't know if she's banging it on, but I don't think she...
Was she a nice girl at school? She looks pretty good.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, there you go. So she's a lovely girl. This is what happens when people go on those reality shows. The producers cast them and they say to her, will you be the prissy...
You're the bitch.
Well, she's not the bitch.
No, I'm talking to you. Oh.
This is exhausting, Aaron. Do you see what I have to put up with?
Ah, it's all good.
All right.
This is ridiculous.
Jane Valentine, that's what I'm going to call you.
No, don't try and get in my
Jane
good books
Sunshine.
Now.
Jane Sunshine. All right, we'll take
the
some more calls. Keep coming.
Because you keep banging on.
All right.
Yeah, you're in big trouble.
All right, 133353. We're doing Clown of the Week right now. You got something to contribute, give us a ring.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
We are doing Clown of the Week, 133353.
Can I mention a quick one, Dave? Sure. The parrot in the UK. They were moving house from a house roof, and the firefighters went up to get him to rescue him.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the parrot told him to F off.
Well, the firefighter.
Put on the parrot.
The firefighters. Oh. Yeah, parrots, it's obviously that's what taught the parrot to say.
Put on the parrot.
Yeah. And they've gone up to rescue him, and they've got there, and just as they're getting there and trying to grab the parrot, the parrot's gone F off.
I heard it the first time.
That's funny.
Hey, I've got one.
Yeah. F off.
Maya. See? Maya for dumping Jennifer Hawkins, and that's upset you greatly, hasn't it?
I'm still getting over that. I'm rattled. I was rattled by the news. I don't know who this is.
Elise Knowles.
Elise Knowles. You got any audio of her there? We did have some audio for her. It sounds like a bogan.
Let's have a listen.
Okay.
I'm going to show you my workout routine, my beauty routine, and so much more whilst I was here in the beautiful Maldives. So stay tuned and check it out.
She's pretty hot. If you saw her in real life, you'd just go, actually, you know what? I saw Elise.
I'm coming around.
She's really nice.
I'm coming around.
Okay, let's
Jennifer
go.
Jennifer Hawkins, a former Miss Universe, covered herself in glory and mire and dacked herself on stage.
She's
any,
happy.
Any model who's prepared to dack themselves on stage.
It's been 12 years. She's got Spunky Jake by her side.
Is it all over? Is it 12 years?
No, she's happy with that.
You're calling it? You're calling it?
She has said she's happy.
Tell her to go and sit on the porch.
She said she's happy. Okay?
Very hard on women.
I'm not. You're exhausting.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got Nick on the line. Hey, Nick.
Hello. How are you?
Good, Nick. Have you got someone you like to clown?
Yeah, myself. I'm the biggest clown I know. Last week on the internet, I bought an electronic surfboard for $400 US.
Hang on. Back it up for a minute. What's an electronic surfboard?
It's
got a motor in it.
Yeah, it's got an electronic motor in it. Wizzles along on the water with a hydrofoil.
That's cheating.
They're about $2,000 to buy one.
But you got one for a bargain price?
I thought it was a bargain. I thought it was an absolute ripper. And it's like, yep, it's coming. It's going to be on your doorstep bloody Wednesday. Like, ripper, you beauty. Get the parcel from Australia Post.
Yep. Nick, what turned up?
like a little boogie board that Mickey's probably bought for his boy. Like a little styrofoam.
You're kidding.
Boogie board.
Well, you're kidding.
If you bought it off the Corbys, keep it. But otherwise, you've been ripped off completely.
100%. But the hindsight is I can go to PayPal and get my money back, and I've made $12 on it because of the Australian dollars falling. So.
All right. Well done. I like it. Luke.
We'll finish up with Luke.
This one's for you, Jane.
Oh, what is it, mate?
If you want to go in your business enterprises, tradie Janey,
yep.
You've got to learn that when you got to go, you got to go.
Yeah, you've
got to
use other people's toilets. Yeah. Well
mate,
done. Well said.
Mate,
prize for Luke.
Just pump
mate,
it out.
Mate, it's my business.
Is that a prize?
I'm going to employ.
First ever prize in 10 years of calling up Triple M.
Really?
Hello.
Yeah, sure. You got a prize.
All right, you get a prize,
awesome.
Luke.
Yeah, it's toilet paper. No, Luke, you
what
get
is
a prize.
It?
Shane, do you need to go and see someone about this?
I don't need to see
someone. No, you're unwell.
That's not unwell.
This is part of
not normal.
It's not unusual. It's not unusual for people to have hang-ups about toilets. You'd seen what I'd seen in my life.
Oh, jeez, it's all in your book, is it? Jane...
What's my book title going to be? Oh, I know. Angel Above, Devil Below. All right.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy. Russell Coit has taught us a lot over the years. Whether it's proper gun safety for teenagers.
You teach a kid safety with a gun? Justin! Not funny, mate.
Or how to handle flares when in a boating emergency.
Now, that'll be seen for a 1 kilometre radius. Okay, that's going to blow. Get out. You're going to go. Get back.
But most of all, Russell has taught us respect for the great wildlife of this country.
I once chased a male roo on my motorbike and it clocked 60 kilometres per hour before panicking and jumping to its death over a cliff. Top stuff.
Taking time out from his all Aussie adventures to join us in the studio.
As long as there's a beer in it for me at the end.
Please welcome Russell Coit.
Well, he's not in the studio. He was supposed to be in the studio, but once again, I don't know whether he's... He just
not once
care.
Again. He's very responsible.
I don't know.
He's very reliable.
When he's on an adventure. He goes off in his own world.
There's got to be a reason.
He loses track of time, space. He wouldn't know what day it is.
Let's find out.
I don't even know which part of the country he's calling us from. Russell, where are you?
Mick, Jane, can you hear me? I'm on my satellite phone. I'm about an hour and a half out of Kununurra. I was going to be in the studio with you.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I've got bogged. Can you send a helicopter? Can you get onto Dick Smith or...
Really?
Bronwyn Bishop. Mate. Is Bronwyn Bishop still flying in the helicopter?
Mate,
hang if on. She is, I'll tell you what I'll do. Now, listen, I'm going to put it, as we speak, I'm putting a big coit in the sand, and if Dick or Bronwyn can land on my coit,
Russell.
I'd appreciate that.
Hey, yeah. Russell, you are an outback legend. Your outback adventures are famous. Surely you can change a tyre. You change a tyre or bogged? What is it?
It's bogged, and I'm not happy. And I tell you,
but
I'm not
it's
happy,
not
Mick.
Often you're not happy. You're always quite
yeah,
a positive person,
Jane.
Why?
Because I put out a new album. The Coit Brothers have put out a new album called A Whole Lot of Coit, and I've sent it into the radio station. And you guys aren't playing it.
It's not our genre.
We're rock and roll,
it's
man.
Not our
you
type,
know,
mate. Yours is kind
some of the songs. There was one was you know Lee Kernaghan.
I was about to say, have you recorded with my mate Lee Kernaghan?
Well, nearly. We're co-written with someone who used to go out with Lee's sister, so I reckon that's
Tanya.
Good, don't you reckon?
I think that's pretty close.
I've only got 3 copies, and if you're not going to play them, can you send them back to me? Because, you know, I've got a lot of radio stations I've got to get them to.
All right,
we want to keep that one, but there's been, I hate to say it, your show's been doing very well. People around the country are watching it.
Yeah.
There's been some
yes,
complaints, though. What's going on?
Yeah,
there have been.
Okay, look, I know what this is about. Okay, I killed a platypus. Okay.
You killed a platypus. You speared a platypus on TV. You stalked a platypus and
they're
speared
protected
it.
Species, Russell.
Okay, but let me finish, okay?
Okay.
And there was a spotted quoil as well.
There was a quoil. You knocked a quoil on the head.
I know, look, let me finish. As I said, now
are they on the endangered list? They're on the endangered list.
They are on the endangered list. But that's what I'm on this week's show. I'm making my endangered list roadkill curry. It's beautiful. So,
oh, that'd be a good curry.
Wait, yeah, no, it's a Mick. You've had it before. You know how good a cook I am.
No. So I tell you what, when you get the billy out and we're sitting around the campfire and you start
to take your clothes
knocking
off.
Knocking off some sugar.
Oh, by the way, speaking of that,
I believe there are some shots of you sunbaking in the nude.
Oh, this annoys me. This really annoys me.
Are you a nudist, Russell?
No,
I'm not. But when you're in the outback by yourself, you know, I know when I take Mick away, he likes to get the gear off. I know, Jane, when I take you often go off for a quiet moment by yourself. But I was sitting there on a warm rock, and I was lying back naked, and a certain bird thought that a certain part of my anatomy was a predatory animal. Okay. It swooped down. It had a bit of a crack. It had a bit of a go at it. And luckily, you know, it didn't go off with it. There were some injuries.
Really? Now,
luckily, Dr. Chris Brown, you know, the vet from...
he was on hand, was he?
Yeah, he was on hand, and he's done some beautiful work down there. But the photos that are floating around online...
Yes.
...saying that it now looks like a pygmy possum are not real. They are mocked up.
Did he put a little bucket on it? like you're doing a dog's head, you know?
He had his first aid kit.
You can make your jokes, Mick. Very funny, but I've got some... I can see the helicopter.
Now listen.
Fantastic. You're back in time then. You're on Channel 10 on Sunday night.
What can we expect this Sunday?
Look.
You've got to get hit in the nuts, aren't you?
Things happen in the outback.
All right. Russell Coyd's All Aussie Adventures, 7:30 p.m.
He's out back Sunday on 10. Second to none.
Thanks, Russell. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Glenn Robbins' characters are some of the most loved in Aussie history. From the Comedy Company days...
Oh, it's your Uncle Arthur, isn't it? I don't have a guess, but I am.
...to Mickey's boy band mate, Benny G.
You could be the first to tap the rivers of gold that are mature age boy bands.
...to the best husband in the land.
In your perinome, still do things to me.
You're stupid.
Please welcome Glenn Robbins.
You know, I was watching Kath and Kim the other night. It was on Channel 9. And I thought, I'll just watch 5 minutes. Oh, I'll just watch 10 minutes.
I know.
It was the episode. Oh, welcome to the show, Glenn.
Well, thanks, mate. Lovely to be here. Big
first time ever.
First time on Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, loving it. Loving it most of the time, and I'll get to that.
Okay. It was the episode where Kath and Kel met. And started dating for the first time. It's when it was that first blossom of true love.
I did a scene with you because I played Gary Poole from Gary Poole's Pool on a couple of occasions.
He's Kath's ex-husband.
So there was a bit of tension there, which wasn't hard to manufacture between me and Glenn.
Hang on.
But I still remember to this day, though, the funniest, it wasn't an argument, but it was a discussion about how wide the front of your kimono should be for comic effect, because we were walking out of the bedroom, or so I was either walking out or you were walking out of the bedroom, and you're going, no, just give it another half an inch. It's like that gap at the back for the hospital gown where you go, what is the actual comedy length?
Whether it's a full crack or not.
But we had a very tense conversation that went about 25, 30 minutes.
I had the same with Jeffrey Rush because he was wearing the shorty shorts. And he was,
played your neighbours.
And I'm about to do a scene that he wasn't in, and he's standing behind me looking for that reassuring nod from me. And I turned around, there he was dressed like me. And I've gone, just put him a little bit more.
There is Academy an art, there is a science to it. And the other bit about that episode was when I went to Afghanistan and I was being chaperoned around by the SAS and the commandos, and we were at an airbase and waiting for a plane, a C-31, to be taken out in the country. They said, we've got a minute, so go and put on a DVD. Someone's come back, I've got one here, it's Kath and Kim. I go, please don't be the kimono. They put it on. I'm surrounded by killers. I'm surrounded by the greatest gunslingers in the world, and I waltz out in a kimono.
Listen.
Glennie, yes, you're a bit angry with Mick.
Well, I was driving home the other day, loving the show, listening to Santo, and you guys have a chat. I listen to the show every day, and it's fun. And then I heard this.
Glenn Robbins is a two-point screamer. Oh, have you ever seen Glenn Robbins? He goes, it's so funny. You can see the guy physically get drunk. He goes, he'll have a glass of beer, and you go, oh, here it goes. I start ringing my mates. He's on his second. And he says it too.
He goes, oh, I'm feeling a little up.
By the time he gets to the bottom of his second beer, he's funny. He's goofy.
I call that workplace bullying.
No.
Mm.
That's right, is it, Mick? Is it?
Truth is a defence, I'm afraid, Glenn Robbins.
Can I share with you? I've toured with Mick Malloy.
Mm. Wow, I pity you.
Backstage.
My apologies.
Mick, can I please? Talking about drinking problems, can we talk about the discussion we would have every night before you went on stage of the VB ratio? Which was, he would look with fear in his face. He'd say to me, Do I have a whole one now? And then have a half one when I walk out? Will I finish the whole one now? Or will I go to the second? Because when I go to the third, because I don't want to get too drunk by the third.
It was a toucan strategy, but the toucan strategy meant two before walking on stage with your third. That was the perfect preparation.
Oh, that doesn't sound good to me.
I tell you what doesn't work.
What?
A seven-can strategy.
Exactly.
So you've toured together. I know that for a fact for many years.
Okay, well, can I just...
And you're good buddies, you two.
No, you're not going to get any stories in here. No. I know where you're going. Jane, can I tell you about the Sharon Stone incident? Can I tell you about that?
Yes. One minute.
You've only got 1 minute.
Okay.
We're in a hotel together. I get a call before we go to the theatre. Mick goes, can you come around to my room? I'm going, oh no. What's going to happen here? He's going to be in a kimono ready to give it a bit of Sharon Stone. Anyway, I go around there and Mick goes... Can you iron my shirt for me?
Oh, what the hell?
And then he goes...
Oh, my God. Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
You're a disgrace.
Can you put a load of washing on for me?
No. Mate, not his mum.
I was desperate.
He put a load of washing on for him.
Let's see what I have to put up with.
And then he went to the toilet and I had to do you know what.
Hey, you think about touring on the road with your mates. Yeah, this is going to be like a wild road trip. You know the only fight I ever heard between him and Jeff Stilson?
What?
Over the last tea bag.
We haven't got time.
We've got five. I'll come back and I'm going to talk about
the bikie gang sometime.
Hey, Glenn.
I'll talk about the time when we were up north and it was really hot.
Your good friend, Russell Coit.
I know you do.
He farted into the back of the fan.
Oh, Dave, I did. Glenn
Robbins, Mick Malloy, Jane Kennedy, Jimmy Barnes next.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it's a special one, people. Triple M royalty will be in the house. Jimmy Barnes coming up very, very soon.
And also comedy royalty with our mate Will Anderson, who we haven't seen on Kennedy Malloy for a while.
He's back from OS. And
that'll be excellent to hear from him.
He is top shelf and world class. The Week in Review.
I wonder what we said this week.
It's like a black box recording.
It is. It's always a surprise to me what comes out.
What the hell happened? We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. Yep. There's so much to wade through in this last hour of the week. But first,
the heart and soul of Aussie rock and roll. His music has been the lifeblood of this station for decades.
I was born James Dixon Swan, and this is the story of how I became Jimmy Barnes.
Now, he's taking a brutally honest journey into his past.
The extreme of the things that he went through.
If we can get away from all the bad influences that my father had, they can start fresh.
To help create a happy future.
And I'm starting to like who I am.
But through it all, the energy and the music never stop. I'm gonna have a good time now. Please welcome Jimmy Barnes.
Yeah.
Barnesy.
Hey, nice intro.
Hello, mate.
Yeah?
How are you?
Pretty good intro.
Thank you for making it in one piece.
Limping in.
Well, you are. I just said, mushroom aren't looking after you. Frontier. Michael Gidinski, see me in my office. What have you done to Barnesy?
Even Gidinski can't rebuild the stage.
It seems so cruel that, you know, you've been through all this, which we'll talk about in the film, and just when it comes out, you do your leg in the most ridiculous of circumstances, not your fault. You fell through a gap in the stage.
Yeah.
at a rodeo at Mount Isa.
And you know what? And really, and of course, you know, you're surrounded by bloody rodeo guys, and you're thinking, and I fell through, and I'm thinking, I've got to get up. These guys have been crushed by bulls. They've been crushed by horses and bulls. You know, I can't just fall off the stage and cancel the show.
No,
so I thought I busted it, and I pulled it out the bloody hole, and I got up. And you know, the good thing was I screamed that much, nobody really noticed anyway.
Gee, he's on tonight.
Yeah. He's really good tonight.
He's really building up the classics.
We're doubly happy that you're here today. Yeah. And of course,
always a pleasure to see you. Yeah. This is your natural habitat.
Did you see, mate? It's just a stage I'm going through.
Yes, it's very funny.
Silly stage I'm going through.
This is it for you. This is ground zero. This is Triple M.
Yeah,
you
no, that's where it all starts.
Yeah. There is a hush, you know, when you get out of the elevator here.
Really?
It's quite reverential.
Shit, he's here again. Quick, put away the booze.
Hide everything.
No, it's great. So, how's the tour going before we get into the
We've been doing the promo tour for this. I've done the odd gigs around. It's been great. The reception to the film's been really good, and that's sort of more what I've been working on at the moment. So
last night was the premiere in Melbourne at the Melbourne International Film Festival, and it was the premiere of your film, which I've seen, which is quite extraordinary. And you were just saying us before you came that your kids saw it for the first time.
They hadn't seen it finished. Okay. And I'd seen
it. And they feature a lot in it because they're singing right the way through it.
It's a tough thing for them to watch, you know, because a lot of stuff, they read it in the book, but it sort of goes into more detail in the film. And it was so strange. It was so sweet. I was sitting there and I had one daughter sitting in front of me because they're trying to protect me. One daughter on the left, Jane on the right. Another door behind, and the movie starts getting heavy, and it's in the dark, right? And I'm sitting there, and I feel like Jane grabs my hand and holds my hand. Mahalia grabs my hand. EJ's sort of got her hands on my shoulders like this. And then Ellie Mae's turning around and putting her hand on my hand as well. And at one point, I had my arms folded and looked around, and they're both holding hands. They didn't know it was me.
Well, that's just priceless.
And Jimmy, you have to forgive
you
me.
What a wonderful...
It was beautiful. It was really beautiful.
Forgive me if I go the blub because I'll do it a few times.
Yeah, he does this.
Yeah.
I do this from time to time. It's new for Triple M to have it. But they all go
they
with
need
it.
It. The Triple M needs it.
Yeah. Okay, so the reason I've already gone the blub is because you are surrounded by your beautiful family and you have understood how important it was for you to be a good parent with Jane because you had it extraordinarily tough growing up.
My dad was a boxer, and he was like a bit of a star in Glasgow, and he was a tough guy, and good looking, smooth talking, all that sort of stuff. And of course, my mum married him when she was 16. 21, she had 5 kids, and she had a husband who was drunk, gambling, fighting, womanizing, and they were his good points.
That's a high degree of difficulty for any woman.
And so
it was
really tough. You know, they both had their own issues, of course. But she moved to Australia to start fresh, and basically all they did was they moved to Adelaide to Elizabeth, and He brought all the problems with him.
He brought him with him.
And then she was there without any support. There was always a lot of drinking around our house. It was always a dangerous place to be.
How'd you nip that in the bud yourself, I'd have to say? You were pretty handy in your prime.
I can still have a drink every now and again. But I used to drink seriously. You know? I used to go pretty hard.
You said in the film that you used to drink to get smashed.
Yeah, absolutely. Only to get smashed. Bugger that, going for the taste. Do you want a glass of wine? No, thanks. Give me a pint of vodka.
No spittoon required, sir.
Yeah, no turmeric martinis for me. but it was one of those things where, this sort of stuff happened. The book didn't just happen. It was all I was getting to a point where, I was like literally, I woke up one day and I was dangling on the end of a rope, And I thought well, something's going to change, So it was a big life-changing thing.
It's like you got it just in time.
Yeah, I looked around, like you said, at what I had. I had the best family in the world, beautiful children, and I always swore that I would never, put my kids through what I went through. We were abused and all that. But, in the way, I did. Because it was a different sort of abuse, because I was, Mahalia told me one day when she's on the road that, she used to dread, waking me up in the afternoon. Because she didn't know what she was going to find. Right. She thought one day she'd wake, open the door and I'd be dead. And that was a big moment for me.
By the way, Working Class Boy will be in Australian cinemas next Thursday, August 23. The accompanying soundtrack is already out with all royalties going to drought relief as well. So JimmyBarnes.com. For more information.
So there's someone who gets around the country. Yeah. Is you.
Yeah.
And how are you seeing the farmers?
Everywhere we go, you know, it's everybody's struggling out there. You know, it's really difficult. And it's great to see, you know, everybody's putting their hands up. Although, you know, as usual, the music industry, the entertainment industry, they're always the first to put their hands up and help. And there's a lot of great shows going on. I think, you know, Farnham's doing one. And there's a whole bunch of them going on. Fantastic. And I just thought, you can't do all of them. So I just thought, you know, this record that's coming out, I'm just going to give all the royalties.
You're a good man.
No, well, they need it, mate. Yeah. They've supported me for
years.
No,
you're a team player. You're exactly right. We've been around, done a few laps around the country. Yeah, we've seen
every time I go out there, they come out, you know, it doesn't matter whether there's droughts or fires or whatever, they come out and see you and they support your band and that.
So there's not a lot of films that people go out and see these days, you know, because they've got Netflix and they've got everything. Yeah. And going out to the cinema is something you go, oh, it's a bit of Marvel and that's not my speed. But I will say, you know.
You were affected by this film.
I was. I think, did you tell me that it's got one of the biggest releases, or I heard you say on documentaries?
It's the biggest release to cinemas of a documentary, Australian documentary in history. And Mark Joffe, the guy who made it.
I was about to say,
Joffe's a dear friend of mine, and he did such a good job. It's a really beautifully shot, well-worked, you know, film technically as well. So, because, you know, obviously the story's so, you know, so close to me, and it's such, you know, it can really, I've just seen Aretha Franklin up there.
How did you go when you heard that?
Mate, I tell you, we'd finished the movie last night, and we all went back to Gedinski's house.
Yep.
And I was actually we were singing Scottish songs. We're all in our kilts, and we're singing, Scottish songs with the Wiggles.
Didn't Anthony Wiggle?
They're playing bagpipes.
Anthony Wiggle played the bagpipes.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Yeah. We're doing all that.
Yeah.
And we're all just jumping about like coons, having a good time. And my daughter seen the tweet come up that she'd passed, and everybody, Mark Lazotte, you know, Diesel was there, and he was in tears, and we stopped and we played Amazing Grace for her, you know. But what a voice.
What a place in history.
And a great influence on you and your family as well.
Mahalia and I wouldn't be here.
thanks for swinging by today, mate. It's always a pleasure to catch up with you. And
I can't recommend this film more highly.
Yeah, thank you, darling.
Get out there and just...
Give her a cuddle.
I'll give her a cuddle. Yeah, come here.
Right. When are we going to do Gedinski's documentary?
They said it couldn't be done. But he did it.
I'm getting waved off by the frontiers.
Working Class Boy in Australian cinemas next Thursday. The great Jimmy Barnes. Thanks, on Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Friend of the show joins us right now, Will Anderson.
Hello. Will.
Will. Jimmy Barnes. You know what I love?
What?
Like seeing Jimmy Barnes in Triple M. It just, you know, it's like seeing the Pope at the Vatican, right? Like, it's fine to visit
on the
Vatican,
balcony,
but you want to see the Pope there.
Well, he arrives in a Pope mobile, so that's what he's
Well, he is at the moment because of his leg being a bit crook.
Yeah.
So it's almost like that. But I do love seeing the staff be so reverential because it's a hush.
He built this place.
He's the first statue. If Triple M builds like your MCG style statue, he's the first one out the front.
It's got to be Jimmy Barnes.
Let's rally for it.
You know what I think as well? Like, he should just, when he comes in here, be able to take whatever he wants. Like, as he walks out, he should just be able to go, like, if he sees a computer screen or he needs some pens.
I built that.
Or whatever. He's like, whatever, mate. You wouldn't have this without me.
Well, interesting you say that, but the last gig he ever did at the Pier Hotel in Frankston, where they were closing it down, and before he went off stage, he goes, thank you, steal something.
Is that right?
He told them to steal something, and the last thing I saw was about eight guys on the end of a pot plant with a palm tree in it going down the stairs. They took him on his word.
Well, a lot of people don't know this, but he actually is the rightful owner of Barry the Monkey, who used to pick the music. When he stopped picking the music, they let Barnsley have him. So.
Well, I think Barry still has a hand in the music.
Well, we haven't seen you for a while in person.
Yes.
We've heard you, of course, on Hot Breakfast on Triple M in Melbourne.
In our Melbourne station,
But we haven't seen you in person. You've been in LA living...
Hobnobbing.
Yeah.
Mm. What do you prefer?
You run into? What's going on?
What do you prefer, hobnobbing or swanning around?
Yeah.
How would you describe it?
I did both some hobnobbing and some swanning around, I would like to say. Like, I mean, it's a long day there, you know what I mean? You hobnob in the morning, you swan around in the afternoon, and then by the evening, it's time for some schmoozing. Pop down the Chateau Marmont.
That's the official order. Don't say Chateau Marmont in front of Mick, you know.
From my happy places, my natural habitat.
Makes his tail wag.
You know what? Even when you're not there, it feels like you are. Or you could be. You know, it's
the way I like it.
Just like an elevator could open and you could like walk out. And I'd be like, I didn't know you were here.
Well, tell us
the last time I was there. Yeah. Sorry, Jane. The last time I was there, I went to check in. And they go, oh, we've upgraded you to the penthouse.
Oh, my God.
Make sure you use it.
Oh.
Right.
It was like marching
orders. They didn't mean in a Belushi way, right?
Well, it came close. Let's just say there's a very large chalk outline on the floor.
Oh, that's not chalk, mate.
Will, what's it like at the moment in this current political environment, particularly in the US, of doing stand-up to a US audience, albeit that you have very different states that you went to as well?
Yeah, sure. So LA, New York, fine, right?
Yeah.
You know? Tick, yeah, tick.
Absolutely fine. Mm. They all believe the same as us. Sure. Everything's fine.
That's what I figured.
I went to Utah. Now,
that's interesting.
Yeah, now we're getting
head office for the Mormons, isn't it?
Absolutely it is. So, yeah. Mick, what I did not know, because I'd never been to Utah to do comedy before, was that, firstly, they have some people there who aren't Mormons.
Right, like, okay.
Like, in my head, I was going, they're all going to be Mormons.
You know, like Mork and Mindy, that's yeah, where you're people it. Like that. That's
but no, it's kind of, it's the opposite, right? You know, because in a place where everybody else is so, like, straighty 180,
yeah,
the ones who aren't that are the most kind of alternative people.
I find Adelaide like that. Honestly, I do. I reckon Adelaide has the strongest subculture in Australia by a mile.
Yeah,
because
okay.
It's a reaction to the other thing. But what I also didn't know is that the Mormons, when you go to the airport in Utah, when you come down the escalator at the airport, all the Mormons are there with signs, and there's like a huge amount of them, like a rock star's coming to town, because it's all the Mormons coming back from their missions.
Oh,
so they
yes.
like so people keep coming through all the time. Oh. So they're always there with, but I didn't know this. So I've got off a plane from LA where weed is now legal. So if I'm going to fly on a plane to Utah, you know, you might have something for the flight, right? That's what you would have beforehand. It's legal. I'm allowed to do it. It's fine. So I rock up in Utah and I'm going down an escalator and suddenly I see all these Mormons with a sign that says, "Welcome, Elder Anderson." And I lose my mind because I don't know what it is. I'm just like, maybe I'm more popular here than I thought. This is
or someone's got a really funny sense of humour.
Yeah.
It's tapping into it.
That was a better welcome than Wagga.
Yeah,
wasn't
you could
it?
Well, it's
that.
A good point. Yeah. Somebody sent me a picture of the Wagga airport the other day. They were like, "Remind you of anything?" And I was like, "Oh, no, I didn't get inside the airport." I haven't been to the Wagga airport. I've been to the tarmac and the police station.
By the way, Will's show, Willegal, all across Australia, back in Sydney, the 13th of October at the
Opera
Sydney
House.
Opera House.
The Opera House.
Man.
I read this
you've changed.
Somewhere.
Well,
this will be massive.
Yeah, concert hall at the Opera House. I always love doing the concert hall at the Opera House because you just get this delight that not only are you there at the like main room at the Sydney Opera House, but some opera singer is just so angry. Do you mean like, you know, that you're at there? It's like essentially.
You see some grumpy fat guy sitting in the front row again. Yeah. But that's interesting you say that because when you do a stand-up tour here and you're going around regionals, you're ending up in these really quite beautifully preserved old theatres where big shows used to tour, whereas now it's just like a middle-aged alcoholic holding a beer with possibly a stool, and
right,
that's all there is for bumping.
There's this one venue, because I'm going to a few regionals on this, like Bendigo and Pakenham.
Bendigo's beautiful.
I'm going to Noosa and Townsville, and it's a bit of a, like, we're just doing some random cities so I can do the show. And there's one venue that is that I've played before, and I'm hoping it's Bendigo, it might be Ballarat. But what happens is that there's a bed and breakfast that you get to stay in, but it's literally out the back of the theatre. So,
you can roll literally from the stage?
Well, you do your voiceover introduction, because I do my own introduction, because it's stand-up comedy, you know, you do your own intro.
Sure.
You do it from the living room of the place that you're staying at after the show. So last time I played there, there was a cricket game from overseas, and so I've finished on stage, and I've literally got my feet off, I've got a beer in hand, and I'm watching the cricket, and they're still applauding.
That's
it was the best.
I love Bendigo.
Work that out.
That's a beautiful
now,
theater.
Talking of regional areas, the drought has hit everyone really hard. And you're from a dairy farm yourself. Is your old man still milking cows?
Yeah, so my old man and my brother, because my brother's a dairy farmer on that farm, Anderson's Road. Anderson's Road, Denison. My dad's lived on that road for 74 years, never moved off that road.
Yep.
So named after his dad, who built the road by hand after the Second World War.
Jeez,
and my brother is a farmer on that farm. Like people sometimes say to comedians, I bet you've heard this over the years, oh, stand-up comedy, that must be the hardest job in the entire world. And I'm like, grow up on a dairy farm, mate. The cows don't clap when you come out to milk them in the morning.
No.
You can't send,
what time in the morning?
Can't send some younger, less experienced farmer out to warm them up first before you come out.
So how are they going?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty tough time for farmers. Down where my family are, it's been drought, but they have access at least to irrigation, which is what some of these... That means, and if people don't understand that, that means they pay hundreds of thousands of dollars probably over a year to pay for water so that they can make sure that they keep their animals alive and those sort of things. But at least they have access to it. There are people in other areas of Australia at the moment who don't even have access to irrigation water. Yep. So it's a pretty tough time for the farmers, as everybody knows. And there's a whole bunch of organisations... who at the moment are doing their best to raise some money and raise some awareness.
Anyone you want to mention?
Which is good. Well, here's what I would say is find the one that's near you.
Yep.
I know that CUB are going to be doing a big promotion. I know a couple of the TV networks are going to do a telethon. And, there's plenty
Johnny
of areas.
Johnny Farnham's raising a...
Johnny Farnham's doing a concert. So find whatever it is that you like. And
that's a good attitude. I like that.
That way. But the only thing I would ask is, can we bring back the drought ads from when I was young? Because previous big drought ad we had, I don't know if you remember this, but there was two. And they were made by the government. So they were meant to be tips to get people to save water to help with the drought.
Okay.
And they're my favorite ads of all time, because there was one that was if you're having a shower, make sure you shower with someone else. And I was when have you ever had a shower with someone else and it's taken less time? unless you're in prison, that makes no sense.
Or it's very creepy if you have to think about your parents.
Oh. Yeah, we're just saving water.
Sharing a shower.
Just saving some water in
there. No, stop.
There's been a bit too much water saved in this house for my liking.
Bring me a bucket.
Yeah.
But the other one was, and this was my absolute favourite, which was if you're washing your car, make sure you do it over your plants.
Yes,
I was like, how am I going to get my car in my attic? And so...
Yes, that's right.
That's right.
You get it, Dave.
I get it. I do.
I get it, yes.
Hey, mate, thanks for coming in. You're
my pleasure.
Superstar.
We love seeing you. We've missed you.
Do. And well done on the hot breakfast, which was travelling beautifully.
Well done on this beer that I am drinking right now. Are we allowed to mention that?
You are. Yeah. That's a Brick Lane.
This is a Brick Lane. This is your beer.
I'm the master brewer.
Mate, it's delicious.
Thank you.
It's
absolutely
ironic,
sensational.
Isn't it?
Well, I might go and tuck into a couple of those myself.
Thanks, Will Anderson.
Thank you.
This is Kennedy Malloy. It's
been a good week too, Jane.
It has been a good week, and I don't think I've been cross with you this week. Or have I? No, I think
Are
it's been a good
serious?
Week.
I got told off a couple of times.
Really?
Yeah. I'm mostly warranted. You're never out of line.
That's good to hear.
We get that.
Well, shall we reflect upon it now?
I think there'll be one or two moments in here.
Oh, okay.
It was a week of madness on Kennedy Malloy.
Driving me mad.
Madness over Coles Little Shop Collectibles.
I posted on Facebook and I reckon I've had 50 replies. The only thing I need left to get is the eggs. Seriously, I feel like a drug dealer. I'm driving places, handing things over. And this girl just waves at me. I hand her the product, she gives me one, and I leave.
Madness over school camp red tape.
Kids are going to miss out on going to excursion
you
or camp.
You can't go to camp now.
Ridiculous.
Cool. They took us right water rafting.
Oh, yeah.
Fun. And I swear to God, I'm sure we left a couple of kids up there. We used to go white water rafting down rapids, wait around the corner, and all you'd see is splintered kayaks coming flying around the corner and no kids. We all had a big laugh about it.
Fitzy went a little mad. We're talking about James Band.
He goes, what's the question? Nocturnal emissions.
We asked for your bad band name.
Bean Feast.
What are you playing at this stage,
Bean
George?
Feast. Well, we were sort of starting to cover a bit of Pearl Jam and our original track, Brown Racing Terry.
And it was pure madness how many pizzas this place sold.
Biggest delivery ever. Currently the record in Australia, we did 612 pizzas in one delivery.
To one delivery? Was that Matt Preston's house?
Mick thought it was madness for a woman to pick her own engagement ring.
I was just asked if there was to be a ring. What kind of ring would you
want? Romantic.
But it's something like that. And you go, I haven't really thought about it. This one.
And it seems the honey bachelor is a bit mad for a bash in the mansion.
You're locked up for a few months. Your cags are dragging through the bindies.
What does that mean, boys?
And then, all of a sudden, buddy, you're in a spa, and there's a good sort there, beautiful woman, and nature just takes
care escapes up.
There you go. I'm sitting there with something my catalogue couldn't choose through.
Mick
was bemused by some new madness at primary schools.
They had the opening of the friendship tree at school.
What's a friendship tree? Well,
it's a special tree you go to when you're feeling sad and lonely.
Oh, you know that well.
And what do you do?
And you can meet others.
Chop it down?
Now you can meet other sad and lonely kids.
You know, a bit like the pub you go to, Mick.
And Sam Neill thought you'd be mad to do a racing film without Mick Molloy.
Mick Molloy, he looks like a bookie. He sounds like a trainer.
Just don't make him weigh in.
Mick managed to get Bernice a little mad.
I've been married for 28 years.
I feel sorry for that,
Mick.
See what I have to put up with?
But the maddest person of this week was the one who had her phone nicked.
Give me back my phone, asshole.
Oh! It reminds me...
What?
...of Rosalie Rose from the Corby clan. Have a listen.
Give me back my phone, asshole.
Oh! Where's my camera?
Give me back my phone, asshole.
If you don't give me my camera, I'm going to make sure the Sandys divorces you.
This is Kennedy Molloy, your new way to drive home.
Just about done for another week.
Oh, I'm quite exhausted.
This week it's Kennedy Molloy, Milwaukee.
Well, I'm not exhausted enough to hear about this.
They're part of the show as far as I'm concerned.
Well, they are. We welcome them with open arms.
Just as important as you or me, or at least you. Now,
were you telling me you were going to go to trade school so that you could get Milwaukee products?
I'm going to trade school. I'm going to be top gun. I'm going to be top of my class so I can get a tool built and stuff it full of Milwaukee. Because if you're an amateur... Go away.
No, we don't want to know about you.
If you're an amateur, hey, take a ticket and F off, toots. Correct. You are, do not put the Milwaukee down. It's got nothing to do with you. Mm. This is for the best of the best, the top 1%.
Right. And you won't believe it's the new Milwaukee because there's no, where's the cord? Where do I plug it into? There's none of that foofing about.
Right. Yeah. Cut the cord.
There
cut
is
the cord. Get out there.
Special batteries, Dave. Yeah. What's the special battery?
Well, it's their next breakthrough in power tool battery technology. So you're right, Mick. It's for the top end of the 1% is that Milwaukee power tool. And we thank them for being a sponsor.
I'd like to be like the front man for Milwaukee.
You know, would
like
you?
Scotty, like the Scotty Cam.
Ooh,
me in a hard hat, looking like the worker from
the
Village People. And I come out, I do it, I've gone off early.
Sounds like the dentist.
Oh, a little lower. Well done, Milwaukee.
Yes.
Keep up the good
and
work. We couldn't do
week.
It without you.
Yeah, you bet.
Good on you, Milwaukee.
Hey, big week next week, guys.
Who's
bunch of guests on. Oh, we've got Andy Lee swinging by.
Good on you, Andy.
Limo's in as well.
Don't care for him.
Dave O'Neill.
Yeah.
Okay. You and I will be here.
We'll be here.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
See what could go wrong?
Nothing.
Kennedy Molloy.
That was some Kennedy Molloy for you. Now get around performance never seen before on the job site. Check out the latest from Milwaukee at your nearest authorised Milwaukee retailer.